What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 502. In this episode, I'll discuss macrolides versus fluoroquinolones for Legionella pneumonia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode502. Traditionally, it is thought that a bactericidal antibiotic is preferable to a bacteriostatic one, especially in severe infections such as Legionella pneumonia. However, the IDSA guidelines recommend that either a fluoroquinolone or a macrolide may be used first line in the treatment of Legionella pneumonia. Recently, a systematic review and meta-analysis was completed to determine which antibiotic class leads to optimal clinical outcomes in Legionella pneumonia. 21 randomized controlled trials and observational studies that compared macrolide versus fluoroquinolone monotherapy were included. These studies represented over 3,500 patients. The mortality rate for patients treated with fluoroquinolones was 6.9% compared to 7.4% among those treated with macrolides. The pooled odds ratio assessing the risk of mortality for patients treated with fluoroquinolones versus macrolides did not achieve statistical significance. Clinical cure, time to apyrexia, length of stay, and the occurrence of complications did not differ for patients treated with fluoroquinolones versus macrolides. The authors concluded there was no difference in the effectiveness of fluoroquinolones versus macrolides in reducing mortality among patients with Legionella pneumonia. The study supports the IDSA guideline recommendation that clinicians may choose either a fluoroquinolone or a macrolide for treatment of Legionella pneumonia. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.